Welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom in Bad Axe. Cassidy Park was the site of a solemn candlelight vigil on September 19th as the community gathered to honor the life of Charlie Kirk. The evening featured hymns and speeches from guests, including Catherine Bizard of Salt and Light Global and Pastor Chuck Carr, who shared personal reflections on Kirk's life and values. Organizers thanked many for their support, including Israel Wayne, Flowers by Grace, Samantha Block, Linda Steck, and Richard Love, along with others who helped make the event possible. The vigil ended with a candle lighting ceremony as attendees joined together in singing My Country, 'Tis of Thee in tribute. Search efforts continue for 36-year-old Raymond J. Babbitt of Owendale, with a larger search set to expand today. Christian Aid Ministries Search and Rescue, an all-volunteer professional group from Ohio, will lead the effort. About 20 to 30 members will arrive with their own equipment, vehicles, and command trailers, supported locally by Huron County's Sheriff's Office and Owendale Fire. This will be the seventh organization to assist in the case. Babbitt was last seen Monday, and authorities say evidence suggests he may have been voluntarily taken out of the area. Previous assistance has come from Michigan State Police, Warren Police, Sanilac and Oakland County, Sheriffs, Owendale Fire, and the Huron County Road Commission. Anyone with information is asked to call Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. That is 269-6421. The Reese Public School District held a special board meeting earlier this month. Discussions included student cell phone use, potential policy changes, bandwidth issues, and firewall systems to manage and manage traffic and block sites. Carrie Messing will present current security procedures in a closed session to ensure the district's network is protected. The board also approved some new hires. Allison Freeman as the GSRP lead teacher, Sherry Whitwell as fourth grade teacher, Stephanie Hubbard as recess aide, Clark Plitcha as athletic coordinator, and bus drivers Scott Creel and Grace Curtis. Resignations were accepted from Jamie Stottlemyre, directors of operations, and Heather Vow, recess aide. A woman visiting from Hawaii was fatally hit while riding her bicycle along M25 in Sanilac County Tuesday morning. Authorities say the 60-year-old was traveling south near Downington Road in Forrester Township around 11 a.m. when she was struck from behind by a southbound pickup. She was airlifted to McLaren Lapeer Region Hospital, but later died from her injuries. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office is investigating and will submit reports to the prosecutor's office to determine if charges are warranted. Former Saginaw Mayor Wilmer Jones Ham, the city's first female mayor, is being remembered this week. Ham served from 2001 to 2005 and passed away September 8th of 2025 following a medical emergency. Her godson, Benjamin Smith, reflected on her three decades of service, highlighting achievements like revitalizing the Genesee Corridor, restoring neighborhoods, and promoting unity across the city, with many remembering her as an uplifting and encouraging spirit. And Huron County has a new 73B district court judge. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Julian Ferris to fill the probate judge position. The appointment covers a partial term set to expire January 1st, 2027, replacing David Harrington, who retired after 18 years on the bench. Ferris of Bad Axe holds a bachelor's in early childhood education from the University of Georgia and a doctorate from Florida Coastal School of Law. She is a partner at Ferris, Schwedler, and O'Mara, specializing in family and probate law, and previously worked as an associate attorney in Atlanta. She also serves on the board of Thumb Area Transit and is currently a member and former president of the Huron County Bar Association. That wraps up our news for the hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff. I'm going to send it on over to Steve Adamson for your precise weather.